Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Beis, Perek Tezvov, chapter 15. We're sort of halfway through the chapter. What we were speaking about last is that we're now coming to explain the verse, what we say in the second paragraph of Shema, Vavadatem, you shall serve Hashem, which means pray, V'chol Levavchem, with all your heart, V'chol Nafshachem. Nafshachem, we understand with your whole life. So our original question was, how do we pray to Hashem with our lives? So what we explained is that the word nefesh has a number of meanings. The word nefesh means our lives. That's number one. Nefesh means prayer. Nefesh means our words. We brought proofs for all of this. And the fourth thing we said was nefesh is our desire. And the truth is, the fourth explanation really explains it all, because that's the key. It's really, they're all linked. We can see they're linked. Nefesh means desire. What a person desires is his nefesh, what he desires. So what a person desires is his life, because that's the content of his life. That's what his life is about, pursuing what he desires. What a person really wants is what makes up his life, because that's, he's trying to fulfill his desires. So our desire is our life, and as such our desire is our prayer, because you daven for what you want. You don't daven for things you don't want. You pray for what you really want. So therefore our nefesh is our life, our nefesh is our prayer. And it is our words. It's what we speak about. We speak about what interests us, what we want. So there we see that to daven with our nefesh means to daven with our full desire, with our prayer, with our words. That's what it means to give our lives to our prayer. We have to put our heart, there has to be real heart into a prayer. Prayer that's just reciting words is not really the prayer that the Torah wants. The Torah really wants words that come from the heart, that come from the true desire of a person. He goes on here as follows. V'hine kol hanal b'inyan atvila. All of this that we've been saying in the matter of prayer. She'ikore shvichas hanefesh. That its essence is pouring out of the soul. A person pours his heart out. He pours his soul out. L'davka lo yisborch, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol teva. With each word that he says, each word is another magnet. It's another hold onto Hashem. He wants to hold onto Hashem with every word he says. He wants to make another connection. With every word he utters, he wants to connect with Hashem. Imagine, think of the eye. The eye, there's millions of nerve endings that connect your eye to your brain. So if some of those were severe, then your vision wouldn't be a full vision. So here, we are connecting with our prayer, with the words of our prayer to Hashem. We want our every word to count. Ideally, we want our every word to count. And that's the purpose of sending out our words, that we should be clinging to Hashem, we should be connected to Hashem with every word. Behind you, shvichas klal ha-nefesh lo yisboch, which is to pour the totality of the nefesh to Hashem, the totality of the self to Hashem. And he emphasizes the word klal, the totality of the soul we're pouring to Hashem. B'lei kavona, without specific intentions, because we spoke about before saying the words and saying them with your heart. Just focusing on the simple word itself and giving your words to Hashem without specific intention, v'avchona, and without any type of discernment, without any type of focus on b'chinas ha-pratim, on the different details of our words. The details of our words. Now we're going to go into this right now. Something very beautiful. Something very, very powerful. But what we've been speaking up to now is giving our soul to Hashem, giving our life to Hashem in our prayer, without going into the details. B'chin sapratim ha'klulim b'nefesh. Amnam. However, yesh madrege yoter gavom izeh. There is still a higher level of prayer. And that's when a person has intention for those details, for those specifics that are included in the soul. And we're going to describe exactly what specifics he's referring to. So there's a higher level yet. However, a person first needs to train himself. You can't do everything in one night. You can't conquer Rome in a day. So therefore, you have to train yourself lahargil atzmo, to accustom yourself. And let's first work on just saying the words and putting your heart into your words and focusing on the words. We spoke about seeing the words as in front of your face and then sending those words up to the heavens. First work on that, and the more general type of intention. That's what you have to train yourself with. It's a practice, it's a training, it's a habit that you can, a good habit that you get into. From level to level, you get stronger and stronger in your practice. Practice makes perfect. Training makes you stronger. So to practice yourself, to train yourself from level to level, and then once you do become accustomed to davening in such a way for a period, pouring out your soul, and cleaving to Hashem, the soul in its totality, sending your whole soul, clinging to Hashem with the totality of your soul, after this, once you get past that stage, after this, Yatik Atzmoy, then you should connect yourself or train yourself. Then you'd have to start focusing on the details of the nefesh, the different areas of the nefesh, of the soul, that one's nefesh is contained of. So having said that the nefesh, the soul, is made up of different parts, we're now going to go on to chapter 16, where he's going to explain that to us. Ki yadua, for it's known, shanefesh ha'odem bichlalo, the soul of a person, the nefesh of a person in general, as a generality, he klula, is made up migimu bechinos, from three areas, pratim, three specific areas, individual areas. Vehem naran. Naran is a mnemonic for nefesh, ruach, neshoma. So when we speak of nefesh, in general, we mean nefesh, ruach, neshoma specifically. Nefesh, these are different parts of the soul. Nefesh is the is more the lower soul, the, right, the more animal soul, or the basic functioning of the body. We're going to still explain this. Ruach is more the spirit, which is more to do with, it's more the emotional area of the person. And then neshoma is the highest part of the soul, the neshoma, which is thoughts, it's our understanding, it's our insights, etc. We're going to explain all this later. So then, therefore, instead of just looking at nefesh, step one, in general, we look at nefesh as being composed of nefesh, ruach, neshoma. Shem atzmam, gimel, bechinas, and these three areas parallel three different aspects, which is maisa, action, dibu, speech, umachshava, thought. So that's the parallel. Nefesh is maisa, dibu is ruach, and machshava is neshama, shezeh kol ha'odem, which is the entirety of a person. We are what we do, we are what we say, we are what we think, and that's it. That covers everything, that every part of us. Our actions, our words, and our thoughts. V'gam b'chol tevi yesh gimel b'chinas. And every word that we say, because we said nefesh also means words, every word that we say also has three areas in it. Maisa diba machshava, naran. Right? In other words, there is the action part of the word, there's the speech part of the word, and there's the thought part of the word. And that is what they call the hem oisius nekudus of time im shabo. That's the letter itself, oisius, the letter, the actual letter, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, the actual letters. The nekudus is the way you pronounce the words. It's the little dots and dashes that we have underneath the letters which tell us how to read the words. That in aleph is in aleph with a patach is an ah, and with a komet it's a o, and with a kubet it's a u. Right? It's the pronunciation. The vowels are the nekudus, or the dots which we have. Those are the nekudus. So that's the vowels. It's how you say the letters. So first there's the letters in and of themselves. Then there's nekudus, which is how you say the letters. And then there's tamim. The tamim is when we hear, tamim normally, this is how we understand it, is when we hear the Sefer Torah being read in shul. So the Baal Koiri, the one who reads it, says it with tamim. He says that there's a certain tune. There's a tune to the words. There's a tune to the verses. And that's another aspect of the word. So there's the letters, the nekudus, the dots, the points, which is the pronunciation, and the tamim, which is the tune. So that's also three areas. Kumoshe kosuv ba'akdom and latikunim, as it brings in the Zohar. Taime inu nishmosin. The tamim. The tamim, that's the tune. Tam actually means the taste. The taste of the word. Now if you're speaking about a food, then you understand the food has a certain taste. But when you hear words, you hear a song, it has a taste to it. We don't speak about it as a taste, but it has a certain tune to it. It has a certain feeling to it. So there's a certain reason behind it. The word tam also in Hebrew means the reason. The reason for something is called the tam. Right? What's the reason? Mahatam. What's the reason? So the reason is the rationale. The reason is the flavor. The reason is the flavor of it. Right? Why are you doing this? It has a certain flavor. Your action, your words has a certain flavor. It has a certain taste. That's called tam. It's the reason, the rationale. The reason is called the tam. So that's the Zohar brings here. Taimei inu nishmosin. So the tamim, which we said is the reason, that is the soul. That's the neshama. That's the neshama. Nikudin, the dots. That's ruchin. That's the spirit. Ma'asvin, that's nafshin. That's the lower soul. That's the oisius, the letters of the soul. V'chein itza sham bereishi brings another source also where it brings this idea. But that the different parts of the speech are also composed of these three elements. And now he explains. Ha'oisius, the actual letters themselves, hein b'chinas maisa, that is like the action. K'metzias oisius greater, just the reality of the letter itself, just the fact that you've got the letters. Below nikudus, without the nikud, without the dots. Right? Yif shash yu ele b'chinas maisa. So therefore it's just something that's mechanical. It's something that's almost, it can be a machine, does actions as well. An action, a machine, you turn a machine on and does actions, whatever the action is. So therefore, it's just mechanical. It's, so therefore, the letter itself, without the nekudas, is just an action. Hainu maisa dechsiva, which is the action, which is the product of the writing. A sefer, there was a scribe who wrote these letters, and the product of his act of writing is these letters that now stand here. It's actually the... It's the input of the letters. That's where you put most of the ink, is into the letters. When we were given the Torah originally, so we were given a written Torah, but we were also given the oral tradition. And the oral tradition includes how you read the Torah. So sometimes the way you read it is different from the way you write it. We know sometimes we have a ksiv, the way it's written, and we have a kri, the way it's read. But still, that also is a tradition. How we read the Torah is also tradition. And it's another part, it's another aspect to the Torah that we have. So while the physical Torah we have is just letters, and that's what he's going to mention now. Sefer Torah only has oisios. There's no nekudot, there's no punctuation, or there's no tamim in a Sefer Torah. So that's the maisa. But we also have a tradition, the oral tradition, which is how to read it and what it means, etc., and how to sing it, what's the tune. Okay, so first we're going to speak about, we're speaking here first about the oisius, hainu maisak siva, k'moshehem k'suvim b'sefer Torah, just the way they're written in the Sefer Torah, below nukudus, without any punctuation. Ki b'dibu iyev shalo itziya mi'apeh, because with speech, that has to be the action, because once it comes to speech, it's impossible to say the letters without pronouncing them some way or other. You can't say the letters in and of themselves with your mouth. Because if you're going to say it's an aleph, you're saying aleph. Right, you're saying something. You know, you're not just, you can't say what's written. You have to add some sort of pronunciation. You can't read without pronouncing. So therefore, that's considered the action. That's just the physical aspect of it. The physical letter of the letters. That's the letters without any nekudot. As we said, kibedibu iyev shalo itziam, with speech you can't produce the letters. May appear from the mouth, im lo al yaday tseiruf nekudus aleim, unless you join the pronunciation to them. Lechein ha'oisius levad, therefore the letters alone, below nekudus, without the vowels, nikraim b'chinas nefesh. They're like the body. They're the body of the letter. That's the soul. If you have the body itself, without speech, without the thought, is something that's very, very minimal. Right? That's the nefesh, hainu im tagim. Just by the way, that would include the tagim, which are the little crowns. That's another thing that we have on the letters. So certain letters have little crowns. Some letters have single crowns, just this little in the Sefer Torah. Some have like triple crowns. The shin has three crowns. The aleph has a little crown, one crown. So that's the letters with the crowns. That's not the timing. That's not the way you read it. The timing is the tune. At least the nekudus is how the pronunciation. There are little crowns on the letters. We have a tradition that when we write the letters, we should put little crowns. Certain letters have crowns. If you look in the Siddur, the beginning of the Siddur, it actually shows you which of the letters that have little crowns. Some have a single crown, some have like a three-pointed crown. And that's a tradition we have on how to write the letters. So when we say the letters, we mean the letters with the crowns, which is just the physical aspect of the letter. See, there are some books that speak about the four aspects of a letter, and they split the body of the letter from the crown. But we want to speak about it in terms of three aspects. We don't want to go into a fourth aspect. So we're just grouping together the letter with its crown. We're grouping that as the action. Okay, so that's one, and then we've got the other two. So that's what he just adds here. When we speak about the letter, we mean the letter with a crown. Shibachidus Maisik Yadu, which, as we said before, is the action. Vanakudis, so the dots, the pronunciation, Hem Bechinus Ruach Shalhem, that is the spirit. The Ruach is, right, if the action represents the physicality of a person, so the Ruach represents the emotional, right, with your words, your emotions come through with your words, you express your emotions with your words. When somebody speaks to you, you see what sort of emotion is behind the words he says. He doesn't just say it like a machine. If you have a reading machine, then it just pronounces the words all flat. But people speak with, there's a certain emotion that comes out. You see that he's bored, you see that he's excited, you see that he's angry, you see that he's happy. All that comes through in our words. So that's the emotional aspect, the ruach. He bechinas ruach shelehem, shanukudus boim im ha'oisius, that the pronunciation come together with the oisius alideh hadibu, through speech. That's where, that's the speech aspect. With the pronunciation, then you can say the words. Alideh dibu shel odem shel bechinas haruach, which is the spirit, right? You need air to speak. Part of the process of speaking is breathing, because your words only get out, they're only projected out of you with the power of air. The air that you breathe in helps you to project your words outwardly, that people can hear you, that the word carries. We know when a person stops breathing, that's a sign that he's dead. Right, so that's the living part of the word. The living part is the speech. Right, when there's no more breath, what's the, right? If a doctor, the doctor wants to know if the patient has died, so according to the way Chazal they did it, and they still do it today, they put a feather by his nostril. If the feather moves, it means there's still some breath. If the feather is absolutely still, there's no breath, and the soul has left. If there's no breath in a person, that's a sign that he is dead. Shabbatseis mimen aruach humeis, when the spirit of a person leaves the person, he's dead. Even though part of the soul still remains within the body, this part of the soul itself, which remains in the body after death, and it only leaves the body completely in stages. I think it's almost a full year before it leaves it completely, when the body is totally left, when the nefesh totally leaves the body. But the ruach leaves the minute the person dies. So too, the essential life force of the life force of the letters is the nekudas, is the pronunciation. Without them, you cannot produce the letters from your mouth. As is written in a number of places, betikunim, in the different Kabbalistic writings, v'amaskilim, ilay nekudei, amaskilim, those who are the intelligent ones, those are the ones who penetrate the depths of the letters, ilay nekudei, right, they are the dots, yazhiru, that is what shines. When a word shines, it's from its letters. The letters makes it, it's from the pronunciation. That's what makes the letters shine, the naharin v'asvan, that the letters give off a light. Hamaskilim heim nekudis. They call the maskilim, the intelligent ones. The nikud, the pronunciation, gives intelligence to the letters. Because sometimes letters without pronunciation, even though you're reading it, you're not sure how to read it. Sometimes with the same letters, you can come up with a few different words depending on how you say it, how you read it. You can have one set of letters meaning a few things. So Hamaskilim, those who give intelligence to the letters, they are the Nakudas, they are the ones who Yaziru, that shine, Shazoirim Ba'isyos. The letters actually shine through the pronunciation. Okay, and the final part of the word is Hatamim. The Tamim are the tune. Right? We have the different signs, those are normally on the top of the letters. Most of the Tamim are written on the top of the trop. The way it has to be read in shul, the way the tune of the thing. So the atamim shel atevus, the taste, or the reasons, or the flavor of the words, hen bechinas hamachshova, that's the idea of the thought. The thought is, a person's thought is his highest faculty. So that's the thought of a kavonas alev, and the intention of the heart. There's your thought, and there's what you intend. You do an action, but what's your intention? You say something, what do you intend to say? But what is your true intention when you do this action? You give a person a gift. What's your intention? You're trying to sell him something, or you want to be a friend of his? You're trying to take advantage of him, or you're just trying to be close to him? What's the intention? The intention is the higher aspect. The person's intention is really the true person. The thought of the person is the true person. And as we said before, the desire of the person is the true person. So the tamim is the concept of machshava, the kavonas halev. It's the thought, it's the intentions of the heart. Shubachinas haneshama kiyudu, and that's the neshama as is known. Kem tnuas vanhogus hanakudus haoisius, because that is the movement of the pronunciation of the letters in a certain tune, right, where this flavor comes out. And the tiyosim leizat tzad shuhu, which then turns them one way or the other. Dova talib machshava, which is something that's depending on the thoughts. And sometimes you say the same words, but depending on your thoughts, the tune comes out different. And you ask someone, how are you? So in those words, you see, how are you? He likes you. How are you? He likes, he's happy to see you. Or he's oh, how are you? Right? What, you know, what you've been doing the last 24 hours? You've been messing up my business again. How are you? You know, what have you been doing? So your word, mamish, that's the time. The time actually is carries, the person is carried in the time. It brings in the Zoya Ture Zahav. He speaks there about the pillars of gold, golden pillars of certain jewelry. In Shiashirim, he speaks to his beloved one, and he speaks about the jewelry that he's given, the jewelry that she's wearing. So one of the ornaments that she had was called golden pillars. Golden pillars with Nekudza Sakesa, with little stars of silver. So when he speaks about the Turi Zav, Inun Tnuye the Tamim, so the Zohar says about those pillars of gold, that those are the movements of the Tamim, of the tune. Begin the Inun Asyan Mireisha de Malka, because they are the letters, the tune are the letters which come, they are the ornaments that come from the head of the king. The tune is from the highest part being thought. The Mahev Daita was Suklason al Asvan Kulun, that he gives his thoughts and his understanding, his insight, right, to all of the letters. Turei Zav Hematnuas HaTamim, the golden pillars are the movements of the tamim, of the tune. Mishum Shehem Bai Miroish HaMelech, they come from the head of the king, Loses Dasu Tvuna, to give knowledge and insight, Loises Kulan, to all of the letters. Bain Sham Oid V'inyana Gimel B'chinas, it's spoken there also, there's other essays on this concept. V'sham Daf Nunches, also there in the Zohar, in a different place, it says like this: Tnuah de Taime, right? The movement of the tamim, of the tune, hidden tikuna v'shlimu. That is the correction, and that is the perfection of the speech. Bedaita, with a person's intelligence, with his knowledge, usuchlasonu, and his logic and his insight. Laminda yadia, that you should know what he's thinking, and his knowledge comes through in the tamim. Kulim et nanehun bechachmosu b'suchlasoson. All of them are motivate, all of them are moved out. The words that you say are moved out with your wisdom and with your insight, with your understanding. And these movements are the perfection or the completion of the whole word. As inun and inun, and where are these? Where does this movement come from? Where does the tune come from? Ba'anash, it comes from the person himself, the person's own thoughts. That's really the person's own input. Now you have a person who will read a book, but the reader is his own put. You know, the writer writes the book, and you sort of, right, but you have to understand it, and then in your reading, that comes out. So that comes from the person. There's a joke, they say, that a man gets a letter from his son. A businessman gets a letter from his son. So he says to his secretary, "Read me the letter." His secretary's in a very bad mood that day. So he opens the letter. He says, "Dad, send money." He says, that's what my son writes to me. That's how he writes to me. Chutzpah, I'm not sending him a cent. He goes home with the letter. He says to his wife, he says, "Did you see this letter my son sent? Our son sent us. Terrible, disgusting. Look at it." So she looks at the letter. She says, "It's not so bad." He says, "Read it." She says, "It says, Dad, send money." Oh, now he's talking properly. Oh, once the mother reads the thing, now he's asking like a mensch. Okay, of course we'll send him. "Dad, send money." Of course we have to send him money. So therefore, it's the intelligence of a person that brings out the letter. When we speak about the tune, so then that's the person's own input. So an inun, where's that intelligence? Babanash, that's from the person. El razado, and the secret of this is legoy suchlosonu umodo. That's in his knowledge, it's in his intelligence, it's in his insight. Hein beskifu, they're what stands a person up. Hein lemezel, that's what gets a person moving. Person's thoughts, his motivations, is basically what runs the person. That's the intelligence center. That's the command control, right? The command, the command center, where all the commands come, that's from the brain. The brain gives the commands and the body acts. It stands, it walks. All of it comes from a knowledge and a person's understanding and insight. So it's the movement of the flavor of the tune, which is the perfection, which is the remedy and the perfection in terms of knowledge and insight. The das, the idea to know what needs to be known. All of a person's actions come from his wisdom and from his insight. The movements, which is the perfection of the thing, right? It's the perfection is the perfection of the item is in its movement. If you buy an appliance and it doesn't work, so it's useless to you. You buy a vacuum cleaner, so you put in the plug and then the wall doesn't work. So that its movement, the fact that it works, the working of a person, that is his perfection, that is its completion. Something has to work. If it doesn't work, it's useless. Ephraim, and where are these? Where does that perfection come from? That's Be'odim, the person himself. Right? Elasoidze, this idea of a Shibifnim, which is from the inner part of the person, who Atvuna Vadas, is his understanding and his knowledge. Heim Ba'amida, Heim Ba'leches, in terms of how he stands, how he goes, how Kol Hudas Atvuna. It's all dependent on person's knowledge and understanding. Lechein. And that's why Nikraim Tamim, that's why they call the Tamim, the flavor, in other words, the reasons, they're the rationale, that's the motivation. Moshatam va'perushal kol inyan hu aseichel hanista b'she'inyan. Just like the reason and the understanding of any topic that you then understand it, is the intelligence that hides inside. That's the intelligence, that's the idea behind the topic. When a person wants to communicate an idea, so he uses words. But in the words, he's giving over an idea. I have an idea I want to tell you. I'm going to use a lot of words to try and get the idea over to you. Because that's the only way I can transport the idea from my mind to your mind. So the words are the vehicle. But what's the vehicle carrying? What's the passenger of the vehicle? That's the time. That's the reason. That's the idea. That's the thought itself, which I want to communicate to you. So that's the hidden part. That's the time. That's the reason, the rationale. Therefore, someone else can understand what you're thinking through the communication of the letters. Ubetikun, also another Zoeva, Asfan Inu Legabe in the Kudin, it says that the letters that are in relation to the punctuation, the dots, Kugufa Legabe Rucha, it's like the body next to the spirit. Umana the Nikudim Enu Nefesh, right? The vessel, the utensil of the dots of the punctuation is the soul, is the Nefesh. The Nefesh is the body, and the body is the utensil, it's the container. It's the container that contains the pronunciation. We attach the pronunciation to the letters. So that's the body. That's the utensil. That's the kli. Nishmosa I kesar kulun, and the soul is the crown, which is above it all. Umino kisrin, and from there come out crowns. The inu taimid tnuin the nekudin asfan, which are this tune of the movements of the pronunciation. Those are the crowns. The time, says the Zohar, those are the crowns of the letters. And as we mentioned before, we do put the tenuas, we do put the timing on top of the letters, mostly. And this all depends on one's thoughts. Whereas the nikud, the pronunciation, depends on the words, the speech, and the letters depend on the doing. Because we said the scribe has to write the letters. That's in the doing, the production of the letters. Oisius legabe nekudas hem beguf, right? The letters, in terms of the nekudas, they are like the body. Legabe haruach, in terms of the spirit. Spirit rests in the body. Uklis shel hanekudas hu hanefesh. The utensil of the nekudas is the nefesh. Neshama hi kesa al kulam. The neshama is the crown, which is above it all. Umemena ksorim. And from the kesa comes the different crowns on the letters. Shem taimi atnuas, which are the reasons behind the movements, the tune, shel anakudas voisius of the letters and the dots, the pronunciation. Mitluya b'machshava, it's all dependent on one's thought. Anakudas tluyas v'amira, the actual anakudas, that depends on speech. Voisius b'asiya, and the letters themselves are in the doing. Ulechein, ha'oivet amiti, someone who wants to truly serve Hashem. Okay, what's the point of what we've been saying? As follows, the one who wants to truly serve Hashem, the kavona ritzuya, with pleasing intention. When we come to daven, we want to please Hashem. We don't want to anger Hashem. We come to daven in front of Hashem, but we want to please Hashem. So he wants a pleasing intention. Ichavin. So therefore, his intention. This is now the high level. he should have intention. Lishpoich ledabek yachad b'tfilosu. He wants to pour out and attach together in his prayer. Kol gimel b'chinas, all three aspects. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. He wants to reduce the nefesh in his prayer, the neshama and the ruach. Asher nafsha klulamim, that his nefesh in general is contained with these three aspects. Shebe'ez shemoyti mipiv kol teiva miatfila, which is to say that at the time that he is saying from his mouth every single word of the prayer, you're saying out the words of the prayer. Shesh b'gol kol gimel b'chinas, which has in it all three aspects, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Every word contains nefesh, it contains ruach, contains neshama, voice yoseh, that's with the letters, nekudoseh, the pronunciation, the dots, with tamen, with a tune, is atzeh betoya libo, so he should empower it with pure intention, with the purity of his heart. He should empower his words, voice machuka, with a tremendous longing, with a longing for Hashem, with a desire for Hashem, panging for the closeness to Hashem. Lekashe ledabeg al yodo mimatel malo. He wants to be connected. He wants to cling through it from this low world, from down here, right down here. We want to connect from the lowest of place to the highest of place of the Seder Madregas, right through all the different levels. So he wants to cling. He wants to attach himself fully. That's his nafshoi, his nefesh, his ruach, veruche benishmoser, veruche benishmoser. He wants to attach his nefesh to his ruach. That ruach being higher than nefesh, he wants his nefesh to go up with his ruach. Veruche benishmos, and he wants his ruach to go up with his neshama, right, which is his thoughts, his intentions. Vis'alu kulam l'shoyich u'yisit teva, and they'll all go up together to the root of that word. That word itself comes from a very high place. The words that we have, the words of the Torah, the words of our prayer, the prayer that we said was authored by the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, was authored by great prophets and great sages. They drew it from a very high place. So we want to send the words back to the root of that word, which is in the highest of heavens, by Ilom Eselyonim, in upper worlds. And this is what it says in Tikkunei Zohar Chodosh, Ba'amaskilin, the intelligent ones, in and Isbon Seichel. These are the ones with Seichel, with intelligence, li'ishtamoida b'tzloisa, right, that they should know what they're davening about. They should know where their prayers are going. They should realize where they're sending their prayers. How are they elevated? Asvan dekudim matayim, and how their letters, how their words are going up in terms of the letters, in terms of the dots, in terms of the tune. I'm a skid in elish yesh behem seichel adas. The intelligent ones, they have the intelligence to know in their prayer how their prayer is going up to the heavens. The oisios with the letters and kudos the dots, the timing with the and with the tune. Ein sham v'sham daf ein ches asher koyach behem la'amud beheichel ha'melech, that they should have the strength to stand in the hall of the king. When you stand in davening, so you're standing before Hashem. You're going up to the upper heavens. You yourself are going up to the upper heavens, and you're standing before Hashem. Ba'midah d'tzlus, you're standing in prayer. Klila mikula time in akudei ba'asvan, and your prayer itself is concluded with it's a full prayer. So it's with the tune, and it's with the pronunciation, and it's with the letters. Asher koach behem lamoid beheich lamelech, that therefore we want to empower our words by focusing on all those aspects. There's strength in them to stand in the hall of the king. Ba'midah shel tefila, in the standing before him in prayer. Klulam yakol, including all aspects, timing, the taste, the tune, the kudas, the pronunciation, the oisios, and the letters. Mm.